B-Pod Studios.
This is a second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
David.
Hey, what's up?
How can we help you, sir?
Man, I don't know what's going on. So, it's hard to find love right now. It's real hard. I'm just trying to find love in the world. And so, there's this girl. She doesn't live too far from me, right? You get to know your neighbors because, you know, there's no one else around. We keep distance. I'm not breaking any laws or anything like that. Keeping my 6 feet.
Are you stalking her?
No. It's totally cool. Totally cool. Okay. She and I, you know, we got to talking. You know, we seemed to really hit it off. You know, we'll talk on the phone. I got her number. So, I mean, I figure it's cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she seems into me. I figure it's good that we can just sort of talk. She has a daughter, which is cool. I mean, she seems like she's real solid. I don't know what happened. Like a couple days ago, all her texts just suddenly turned to, like, one-word answers.
Okay, so if you had to think that you might have done something that turned her off, what do you think it was?
You know, sometimes we trade stuff, you mm-hmm. know, it's like the barter system going on, you know, in case, you know, she needs something, I need something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's one day she came to me, she needed some toilet paper. This was like 2 days ago. And it was like, man, I don't have a lot and I like to have a good amount on hand. You know, I just didn't feel good about it.
You said no to giving her toilet
paper? Oh, my God. Here's the thing.
Toilet paper is one of those things that if you ask somebody for it, that means you need it immediately and it's an emergency. And you said no.
Well, I just like having like 12 rolls right in eye line. I don't know. Otherwise, I'd get all kind of cramped up. So.
Okay.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to David. He kind of, see, you should have called us before you even approached this girl. So David started talking to this girl, Erin, who lives in his neighborhood.
Right.
Which, I don't know. I mean, the thing with somebody living in your neighborhood thing, it's like, that's, if it doesn't
can't get
work
away?
Out. Yeah, it's like, if it works out, great. You guys live right near each other. If it doesn't work out, then it sucks.
Then it sucks because you live right near each other.
Because you live right near, yeah. So he said that everything was cool up until it wasn't, and he thinks it might be, and this sounds ridiculous, but he thinks it might be because they were doing this thing where they were letting each other borrow things. You know? And at one point she asked him for toilet paper and he said no.
Oh, damn.
So, stay quiet. We're going to call her now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Erin?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay, Erin, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just explain why we're calling you? We got your phone number from somebody, but it's a good reason. If you just let me explain.
Okay.
Okay. So we got your phone number from a gentleman who knows you, and so he likes you. He feels like, you know, you feel kind of the same way about him. So what we're offering is if you say yes, we could set up a nice little like Zoom get together between you two, and we'll order food for both of you, some takeout, so you can get to know each other better. And I'm going to tell you the guy's name too, so it's nothing weird about this.
Wait, who is this?
Okay. We're back.
Is this a scam?
Okay, no. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And how about I just tell you the guy's name?
Okay.
It's David, who apparently he lives in your neighborhood and you guys were talking and stuff like that. And so David called us up and he said that you guys had a little good thing going. He really enjoys the person that you are. And he wants to apologize for that time that he didn't let you borrow toilet paper, but he was running low and he knows he made a mistake. And if that comes up again, he'll let you borrow some. But he would like to continue talking with you and things like that if you say yes.
Well, so the toilet paper was really shitty.
Yeah.
But so I borrowed his laptop. I don't know if he told you about that.
No, he said you guys like borrow things from each other.
Well, sure, sometimes. So I borrowed the laptop because my daughter's in the pre-K class, and we're doing some Zoom conference things. And, you know, it's just, I didn't want to do it on my phone, and he was nice enough to offer the laptop. But when we logged in and my daughter was doing everything, well, actually, everything was fine. And then after, my friend, whose daughter is also in the class, was like, your name's pretty inappropriate. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, you know, like your default name. Yeah, like I don't really know Zoom, so I didn't notice. I just logged in. I didn't pay attention to the screen name. But
What was the name?
Like the bandit 69.
You're lying.
Oh, Jesus.
I wish.
Okay.
Oh, so now I'm like the last
there's the
of my daughter's class.
Yeah, Erin, hold on 1 second. The bandit is on the phone. And I,
really? That's your name?
Well, it's Big Bandit.
No.
69.
Okay. Big Bandit 69.
He's on the phone.
Look, oh, man.
Yeah, everyone
this.
In her class.
So who are you Zooming with, David, that you're using the screen name Big Bandit 69?
Right.
Just my buddies. I mean, just my, you know. I mean,
really?
Just the dudes. We hang out, and we all got names like that. There's, you know, Felcher 42.
Oh, my God.
He's pretty amateur.
It's screwing around with friends. I mean, come on, it's funny.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't be so bad, but I'm getting texts from, like, you know, all the parents. They all think I'm, like, some deviant. I'm a weirdo. I'm a freak. You know,
it
like,
no one's going to want
to hang out with my daughter.
It doesn't have to be weird or anything. Just tell them,
very weird.
Tell them your boyfriend is, like, a big guy. Like, he's fat. And his name's Richard Bandit.
So what about 69? Where's that coming in?
There's 68 other ones before me, you know? Sometimes it happens. Like with like Gmail and stuff.
Wow. I like your thought process,
that's
though.
A brilliant idea. If you, hey, listen.
Boom, problem solved.
Yeah, Erin. If you own it, people will believe you.
I mean, that was clever, but... I don't know if I'll be able to say that.
Oh, wait. I got to make this official. Erin, would you like to see David again, or?
All I want to see is the for sale sign in front of his house.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.